This is Ozarks at Large. The new Northwest Arkansas Regional Robotics Training Center is a community-based training center located on the downtown Fayetteville Square. Officials who say it is the only such training center in the state unveiled the project to the public yesterday. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the press conference, and she brings us this report.
The new training center is a partnership between the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce and Northwest Arkansas Community College. Chamber President and CEO Steve Clark says this is a game changer for the state, particularly for Northwest Arkansas.
This is a vision of the community, not any one person. It's the vision of the community, and we're very proud of that vision. And Fayetteville likes to tell people that we like being first, and we're first at a lot of things. Well, we are absolutely first at this. We're absolutely first at providing robotics training on Main Street for people every day who want to get these skills to participate in the changing world of the 21st century.
Craig Shy, chairman of the Chamber's Board of Directors, says the Chamber worked with the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District to receive a $336,000 federal economic development grant to purchase FANUC robots for the center.
Northwest Arkansas Community College offers the robotics training course on their website as a non-credit instruction, and then the regional training center will train individuals on these FANUC machines. They're commercial robots. It's a 32-hour training course over 1 week, and the FANUC robot is the most widely used robot for commercial applications here in the United States. We can train up to 12 students per week. And upon completion, as Steve said earlier, the student will become FANUC certified robotics technician.
The Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce is no stranger to providing new skills to local residents. In August 2016, the Chamber opened the Northwest Arkansas Fab Lab, a makerspace equipped with 3D printers and laser cutters that is open to the public. Around the same time, NWAC agreed to work with the Chamber on creating the Northwest Arkansas Regional Robotics Training Center. Tim Cornelius, Vice President of Career Workforce Education at NWAC, says to the best of his knowledge, this is the only Chamber of Commerce in the U.S. with a Fab Lab and the only one with a robotics training center that can award certificates through a community college. He describes the center as a breakthrough solution to an existing problem.
The problem is there's no training center. So this is solved because now there's easily accessible training for companies in our area that have bought FANUC robots and for companies that might be interested, Mr. Mayor, in coming to this area that are going to use robotics.
According to officials, there are more than 2,000 FANUC robots operating within a 100-mile radius of the training center. Some are used by Arkansas companies like Multicraft Contractors and Pace Industries. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says he cares about making sure residents can obtain a fulfilling career and a decent living wage.
That's why we continue to make strategic investments in economic development, why the city is crafting a workforce development plan, and why question 6 of our recently passed bond has an emphasis on job, skill, training. This city will be investing at least $1.5 million in workforce training in the next few years.
Mayor Jordan says the city's economy is growing at the rate of a business a day. 39 new businesses have opened in the past month, and he says he wants to ensure current and future businesses have access to the skilled workforce they need to thrive.
The Northwest Arkansas Regional Robotics Center will be a pillar for our workforce development efforts in Fayetteville. It's initiatives such as this that enable us to not simply hope our residents, our children are prepared for the jobs of the future. They are ensuring they are prepared.
Classes at the Northwest Arkansas Regional Robotics Training Center begin the week of June 24th. High school students may enroll in the training, but they will not be given their certificate until they earn their high school diploma or GED. More information is available at nwarobotics.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.